How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Van Grauer speaking from the Grand Ballroom of the Hotel Plaza in New York City. That pleasant buzz of conversation, which is lowered for this moment as we take the air, signals the after-dinner chatter of a distinguished group of personalities of the American theater who are gathered for the 8th annual Antoinette Perry Dinner and presentation in some 16 categories for outstanding contributions in plays and musicals and other activities in the theater and the annual Tony Awards of the American Theater Wing, which initiates, incidentally, the awards season of the Broadway Theater in this 8th annual renewal of these distinguished bestowals on personalities in the theater for their splendid contributions, and coming as it does in the very same week in which Hollywood has chosen its elect for distinguished honors. We're here on the stage of the Grand Ballroom after a very pleasant dinner and entertainment by personalities of the American theater, and I'm happy to be joined in these ceremonies by the lovely lady of American television, herself a member of the board of the American Theater Wing, Miss Faye Emerson.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you. One word first about the awards, Ben. I think the best award you can give to anyone in the theater is to give them a good part and a stage and fill the audience with people and let them act. But the top award you can give them, past that perhaps, is the award given by people of the theater to actors and actresses and writers and directors and all the people who make theater the magic place it is. And that's exactly what our Tony Awards are. And I know that there are some flutterings of hearts tonight from people who are winning their awards. I know that I enjoy giving them. I think we ought to maybe introduce the lady, and I'd like you to do that, yes. Who is kind of the boss of this whole thing.
Well, if ever someone handles with authority, with graciousness and charm and absence of bossism, it is this boss we're going to introduce now. She is the chairman of the board of the American Theater Wing, and it's a very real honor to present to this audience here in the Hotel Plaza, in honor of the Theater Wing, as well as our listeners from coast to coast, Mrs. Martin Beck, Louise Beck.
Louise Beck.
Dear, thank you, boss. Isn't it terrible to be the boss? But I'm so delighted to welcome you all here. It's wonderful to have this beautiful audience tonight. Everything considering, we all know what I mean.
Yes.
And also, I think you ought to know, all of you, that the Theater Wing has been carrying all these years with its three projects at the moment, the professional training program, its hospital program, and its community plays. And we work constantly, we work very hard all year long, but our big party of the year and our final party is this Tony Award party, which we feel has become of increasing importance, and which we try to do each year to give the members of our own profession an award for what we consider a very distinguished work in the American theater. I hope you all have a good time. Thank you.
Well, Ben, we had to force her up here, but I thought she carried it off very well.
Delightfully, and Louise Beck is now going back to that little portion of the stage alongside with that pile of medallions which are ready to be presented. Maybe just one more little word about the medallions, Faye, before we get into, before you go into the actual
presentation. If you will, please,
The Tonys are named in honor of Antoinette Perry, distinguished actress and director who was the wartime chairman of the board of the American Theater Wing and secretary of this organization of the entertainment industry. These silver medallions have then come to be called affectionately in honor of her, of Antoinette Perry, have been called Tonys. There's a pile of them there, some 16, and it's interesting to note that alongside the group of Tonys is the daughter of Antoinette Perry, Elaine Perry herself, the assistant manager. A hush falls over the audience. The Maya Davis Orchestra itself is stilled. A distinguished group of personalities of the theater awaits the first magic word from our mistress of the evening, Miss Faye Emerson.
Well, it's this way, Ben. Once in a generation, we're lucky if we get a great musical comedy star, and this generation is blessed. We have one who can sing and who can act and has a big and beautiful voice. And I'm talking about a lady who's going to get an award for her distinguished performance in the musical Carnival in Flanders, Dolores Gray. Will you come up, please? Dolores Gray.
Mr. Grouse.
Thank you very much.
Just three words, Dolores.
Please speak, Dolores.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, I know I need not mention what a wonderful experience it is and what an honor to receive an award like this. But if I may speak for myself, may I say that I find it particularly thrilling to be remembered for a performance in a show which opened very early in the season and closed very early in the season. No, I'm deeply touched, and I'm very grateful. Thank you very much.
Ben, I have a feeling... I have a feeling that the American theater is going to hear a good deal more about Dolores Gray.
Couldn't be no more beautiful sound in all the world than to hear from Dolores. We're going to move right along now to the next award.
This is an award for a prize-winning play. You're going to hear this the name of this play mentioned several times tonight, so don't be surprised if you hear it again. The award for his prize-winning play, The Tea House of the August Moon, Mr. John Patrick.
I can only say thank you. I can write speeches for other people, but I can't write them for myself. Thank you very much.
Very fine. Now, how about the scroll which goes to the producers of Mr. Patrick's play?
Well, I'm going to do a kind of a double thing here, Ben. I've got two scrolls. One is for Maurice Evans for his production of the prize-winning play, The Tea House of the August Moon, and since Mr. Evans is on tour, the award will be accepted by Mr. Howard Cullman, and a second scroll for Mr. George Schaefer for his association with Mr. Evans in the production of The Tea House of the August Moon. And that will also be accepted by Mr. Howard Cullman, since Mr. Schaefer is in London supervising the English production to open in April. Mr. Cullman?
Hello. One of the best-known personalities of the American theater and of American life in New York. Go ahead, Alec.
I'm sorry my wife was to receive it. She was to be surprised, this ill tonight. And could I ask the leading lady of Tea House, Marie Konecki, if she would share it with me, please?
Here is the lovely lady coming up, and she is dressed in the traditional costume. Can you describe it, Ben?
Well, from my 3 days in Japan, Miss Leakey is in traditional Japanese costume with the obi sash and the long kimono.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here and to be in Tea House. Thank you.
In her beautiful kimono, she accepted it. Peggy Coleman should have been here because she read the book, I think, 3.5 years ago and fell in love with it.
Our next award, Faye, I believe, is for Outstanding Stage Technician.
And this is an important award because so much of what comes through, the magic that comes through to the audience, is put forth by the people that you never see or hear of backstage. And we would like to give tonight the award as Outstanding Stage Technician to Mr. John Davis.
Consistently good work as a theater electrician with several shows this season, and now with Picnic. Go ahead, Mr. Davis.
I want to thank you for this recognition. I'll constantly remain reminded to try and do better.
Good. Thank you very much.
The next award is for Distinguished Featured Performance in the Actress category.
That's right. In a lovely play that actually came from television, a play called The Trip to Bountiful, and this is one of the true beauties of the theater, Miss Jo Van Fleet.
I'm deeply grateful and very humble. This honor is certainly not mine alone. I'd like to share it with Horton Foote, the author of The Trip to Bountiful, who is not here tonight. He's in Texas, and I hope he's listening. With Vincent Donahue, the director, Fred Coe and the Theater Guild, my producers, and to the entire wonderful company of The Trip to Bountiful. They should all share in this.
Thank you, Ms. Brown.
Forgive us, Faye, if we move along. We have a number of categories to make awards in. And the next is for the Outstanding Musical Play.
Yes, and we can kind of double up on this one because the same gentleman is going to accept both, I believe. For the book and lyrics for the musical Kismet, Charles Lederer and Luther Davis. Will you come up, Mr. Lederer? And Charles Lederer also a scroll for his production of the prize-winning musical Kismet.
I'd like to express my gratitude to all of you from the bottom of what was my heart before I became a producer.
Just a minute, he gets a scroll too.
Just to show you, we've got a heart, Mr. Lederer. There's a scroll for you. Well, our next award is for paralleling Miss Van Fleet's in the male category, Distinguished Featured Performance by an Actor.
Oh, I'm so happy to give this one. I've known this young man longer than I care to admit, and as a matter of fact, I won't admit it. One of the really great new talents in the theater, young John Kerr, for a Distinguished Featured Performance in Tea and Sympathy.
We've got an extra prize, a kiss from Faye.
I don't know what to say except that this is a very great honor, and my name is pronounced Carr. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The darling guy.
That's a beautiful remark.
Tell him he gets key, no sympathy.
Indeed.
The next award, and really this is going to delight the many, many hearts when you hear the name that Faye's going to announce, it's for the Outstanding Costume Designer.
Well, you could give this almost for anything. In any branch of the theater, this man can get an award. Acting, designing, directing. But this one happens to be for his brilliant costume designs for Ondine, Richard Rohr.
Thank you very much. In accepting this, I must give tribute to Miss Edith Lutyens, who made those drawings of mine possible. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Let me see, Faye. I want to be sure I don't get these out of order now. Ah, yes. Number 10.
Mm-hmm.
This is for a distinguished featured performance of a female artist in the musical field. Am I right?
That's right. This is a lady who kind of exploded on the stage earlier this year and made a lot of headlines. For a distinguished featured performance in the musical Can Can, Wynne Verdon. I hope I pronounced that right.
Thank you very much for this award, and I must accept it in the name of Cy Feuer and Ernie Martin, Cole Porter and Abe Burrows, and Michael Kidd. Thank you very much.
Pretty good names to accept this in, too.
Well, Faye, we've had a presentation of the Tony for the Outstanding Costume Designer. Now for the Outstanding Set Designer.
Well, this is a very special one, I think, for his imaginative scenic designs for the Tea House of the August Moon and for Ondine, Peter Larkin.
It's very nice to have something as nice as this happen to you when you're young, you know.
And so young it hurts.
When you're young and scared and talented.
Yes.
26, in fact, right? Well, Peter,
and
bravo.
22, 20.
Oh, what a loaded with talent. Well, now we're still in the musical field as we present the Tony for the Distinguished Featured Performance by a Musical Actor. Thanks.
Yes, and this is another very special award, and the gentleman who received it can't be here tonight. I understand he's not well, but his better half, to coin a phrase, Ben, for his distinguished featured performance in the musical Almanac, Harry Belafonte, accepted by Mrs. Belafonte.
that Harry cannot be here to accept this tonight. But I'm very proud and happy for him. Thank you.
Thank you.
Faye, we're just about the midway mark, and I'm looking over the list of awards you've made, and there have been several for Undine and for Kismet.
And Tea House of the Oldest
Moon. And Tea House, yes. And this has been and is a very, very colorful and exciting to the eye season. And
you
exciting
know, Ben, the funny thing is every year, you know, they bury the fabulous invalid. Hmm. Along about the first part of August and September, they say, well, no more theater anymore. And look at this year. This has been, I think, one of the best years in theater that I can remember.
Exciting action as... plenty of action in what George G. Nathan calls the House of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And our next award is to the Outstanding Musical Director. The Tony will be announced by Faye Emerson.
This award for his musical direction of Kismet, Louis Adrian.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm highly honored, and I would like to share this award with all my friends who took part in the production of Kismet. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Now, I guess there's special focus on this one.
Yes, there is.
Among all the Tonys as we go along, because this is for the Tony for the Distinguished Performance Award in a Dramatic Play by a Male Star. And focuses on you now, Faye.
Well, I'm pretty happy to give this one because I thought we'd lost him for a while. He went away to the West Coast. This is one of the finest, best talents in the theater, and we need him. And for his distinguished performance in the Tea House of the August Moon, and thanks for coming back to us, David Wayne.
This is a very special award for me. At one time in my early theatrical career, I was about to hitchhike my way back to Michigan from whence I came. And Tony Perry provided the difference between professional life and death for me. Tonight I am reminiscent and grateful.
Say, Faye, this is kind of a tea season, isn't it?
It certainly is. Tea and sympathy.
And
tea.
didn't Wayne put the old Darjeeling into that speech?
He certainly did. I'm a Lord Grey myself.
Now, besides our award to the Outstanding Dramatic Play, and we've had scrolls to Morris Evans and George Schaefer as producers, the Outstanding Musical Play, Kismet, has received its award with Tonys to Charles Lederer, Luther Davis, and now the awards to the musical arrangers of Kismet.
And I'm married to a musician, so I know that's pretty important. This award for their musical arrangements for the musical Kismet, Robert Wright and George Forrest.
On behalf of my partner, George Forrest, and we sincerely hope, in behalf of our silent partner, Alexander Borodin,
thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Wright.
We're working up a scroll for Scriabin. Outstanding Director. The Outstanding Director Tony Award.
This award, I think everybody in this room is pretty sure where it's going to. Unfortunately, we can't give it to the gentleman in person as he's not here. But the award for his distinguished direction of Undine will be accepted in his behalf by Richard Worf, Mr. Alfred Lunt.
If it is possible to be prouder of one of these awards than the other, this is the one I'm more proud of. Most of you know my long association with the Lunts, and to be honored to to accept this award for him tonight. I know he would say as I say, thank you.
Thank you.
Another of the awards which focuses excitement and questioning and curiosity and prophecy and I told you so and we'll let's see whether. So it's going to be announced now by Faye Emerson, the distinguished performance musical play male star.
Well, this is a man who could also win it in other categories, but it so happens that in this year, it's in the musical field, and it's one that is a very popular award, I'm sure, for his distinguished performance in the musical Kismet, The Beard, Alfred Drake.
I didn't know I'd have to grow a beard to win one. There are two words that are most unsatisfactory from a performer's point of view. They seem simple, oversimple. They are direct, but they do not seem to say enough because they don't cover the territory which is involved in terms of indebtedness to other people through many, many years. But those are the only words. Those are the words that you've heard tonight from all of us, and I have to say them too. Thank you.
The roving and discerning eye of the theater wing directors in their bestowal of the Tonys takes in all of the facets of the theater, including the dance. The award for outstanding choreographer.
Well, Ben, this gentleman can practically paper a room with his. This is his third Tony, and he deserves every one of them. And this is for his choreography for Can Can Michael Kidd.
I can think of fewer greater pleasures than the feeling that my co-workers deem me worthy of this award. I would like to express a great debt of gratitude to the Messrs. Fewer and Martin, A. Burroughs, Cole Porter, and particularly Miss Gwen Verdon for her wonderful performance in Can Can. Thank you.
Well, Faye, have we... No, there's one more, isn't there?
Oh, I think there's one more.
In 16 categories, you presented 18 Tonys and 3 Scrolls.
Mm-hmm.
One more. Outstanding, we presented the Outstanding Dramatic Play, Musical Play, Distinguished Performance Male Star, Distinguished Musical Performance Female Star.
You're killing me.
What could it be? Well, yeah. Yes. Distinguished Performance Dramatic Play. That's a play without music. Female star.
That's right, Ben. And this was an awfully difficult one this year, as you know, all of you who went to the theater. There were so many beautiful performances. But as I said before about musical comedy stars, there once in a great while comes over the horizon a great, great star. And we've got one. And all we have to say simply is for a distinguished performance in the title role of Ondine, Audrey Hepburn.
Last act of the play, Ondine has to leave this world and go back to the water. Before she leaves, she throws many of her precious and dearest possessions into the water so that she may swim among them forever. Tomorrow this award will be floating in the water.
Let you go just for a minute because it's been a kind of big week already for you, Audrey. But then it's been a big year, hasn't it? But the thing that I love so much about Audrey Hepburn is that she plans for the next few years to be bigger because she's devoted and dedicated to her work. At least that's what you told me. Yes. And we're very proud and happy for you, and we expect to see even greater things from you, Audrey, if that's possible.
Thank you, Faye.
Ben, don't you have something to say to this pretty lady?
Why, I have just ooh, no. And other colorful and thrilling phrases. I remember about 3 months ago, Audrey, we were up the upper floor at Sardi's.
That's right.
For the Film Critics Award, remember? And you were there with other members of the theater, and you were just starting out for, was it Proud in Boston? When it on, Dean?
That's right, yes. Just before we left for Boston.
And you were quite hopeful about it, and I said, it's wonderful, a little girl like you with a 24-inch waist, and you slapped me, you said, what do you mean, 20 inches?
That's right.
That's right.
And it's very unkind of you to mention it in front of me.
Audrey, I seen you Thursday night.
You are?
That, you know, that other award.
Oh, you did?
Yes. This is very pretty, isn't it, this one?
It's beautiful.
Fine.
Well,
we're proud and happy for you, Audrey, and we're going to see you again here at this same kind of dinner year after year after year, and I expect that you won't always go away empty-handed. Thank you, Audrey.
Thank you very much.
Bunch of people
sitting down there. I think they wonder if you could introduce it to the people.
Why, what
oh,
a thrill.
Where?
We do like to tell you that one of the most beloved and most richly talented personalities of the American theater has just joined us, and we salute her with a golden heart for the golden Cadillac that she's making grow on 44th Street. Josephine Hull. Now, Faye, just about time for a little look at the box score. I think it'll be of interest to know that out of the 16 categories and 19 awards, Ondine was cited in 4 categories, Tea House of the August Moon in 3, Kismet in 3. However, because of author collaborators and such duplication, Kismet drew 6 actual Tony medallions, which enchants the Arab heart of Brother Drake, as we know. And I know that this audience here in the Hotel Plaza wants to express its warm affection for every one of its fellows and friends on this side of the stage in the theater for the splendid and distinguished work they've done to make the fabulous invalid more thriving every moment.
Well, you know, Ben, I only wish there was time to go around the room with our searching radio eye and point out the theater people that are here, because I'd hate to think of a bomb ever falling on this ballroom. I don't know what had happened to the American theater, because all the people who make it possible in every category are here tonight, as they always are for the Tony Awards, which we feel are the most prized awards in the theater. And by the way, did you mention that all the people are still standing in back here, all the people who won awards? They look happy and proud, don't they?
Let them stand. They love it.
Everybody got a good look.
Well, there, ladies and gentlemen, is our story. We hope that you have shared with us the thrill and joy and exultation of our Tony Award winners who are gathered here on the stage with us. And we hope that you have sensed some of the thrill that has been to all of them, the guests gathered here, to attend this 8th annual renewal of the Antoinette Perry Awards of the American Theater Wing. The awards have been presented by one of our beloved personalities of the Theater Wing, Faye Emerson, and this is Ben Grauer speaking and bidding you goodbye from the ballroom of the Hotel Plaza in New York City. This is the National Broadcasting Company.